This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, joined now by our senior producer, Steve Proffitt. He's here to help share some of your letters. Hi, Steve.
Hi, let's start with our story about clamshells.
That was the interview I did with a guy from Consumer Reports about those plastic packages that are almost impossible to open.
Yeah, we focused on the hard plastic packages, the things that toys and small electronics come in, not those things you find on the beach. But in fact, the term clamshell includes everything from the box that a Big Mac comes in to those thin plastic cases that hold heads of lettuce, you know, those kind that come with the roots.
Yeah. Okay,
attached.
So anything that opens up like a clamshell.
Correct. Kathy Borland of Pittsburgh wrote to say that she was disappointed we didn't point out that this kind of packaging is recyclable.
But Steve, listener Kelly Leffler of Los Angeles says she was disappointed we didn't point out that this kind of packaging is not recyclable. So what is it?
Well, some of those clamshell packages are recyclable, but many, if not most, including the hard plastic kind we talked about.
Those are the ones you need a hacksaw to open?
Right. Those are generally difficult to recycle without special equipment.
Okay. Here's one, a letter we got from Natasha Korshin. She's from Anchorage, Alaska. She wrote in about our interview. Alex did that interview with a Chicago hot dog stand operator.
Yeah, this was the guy who sold reindeer hot dogs, the ones Alex thought would be kind of yucky.
Well, Ms. Korshin enjoyed our story, but she says reindeer hot dogs are a summer staple in Alaska, something they enjoy every year there, and no, not yucky at all.
We live... We learn. Okay. A couple of listeners wrote in to point out an error.
Uh-oh.
In a recorded interview, personal finance columnist Michelle Singletary said the limit for 401k personal retirement accounts is $14,000. It's actually $15,000 this year, as many of you wrote to say. Michelle was speaking of last year's limit, which she noted when we spoke to her and which we cut out in what is properly termed an editing mistake.
Okay, well, at least we owned up to it. Now, let's talk about Lionel Richie.
What about him?
Oh, come on, why not talk about him? Mike Pesca's interview with a writer from GQ magazine. He wrote about the popularity of Lionel Richie's music in the Middle East.
Of course, Madeline, I remember. The writer was Andrew Corsello. He talked about, for instance, the one thing that Shiites and Sunnis in Iraq can share is the love for Lionel.
Ronan Collins wrote us from his adopted home in Kansas City. He says, Lionel is not just a hero in the Middle East. He was also a hero in my hometown, Dublin, Ireland.
Mr. Collins continues, I remember a floor covering store in the heart of working class Dublin, cleverly named Lino Richie. Lino Linoleum. Get it?
Very clever. Okay, let's move on to caviar. Mark Serfling from Washougal, Washington, heard our story about a caviar taster. In it, reporter Elaine Korn was describing a scene where workers are removing roe from the egg sacs of fish.
Mr. Serfling had a problem with this line in the story.
The sacs are as big as lungs and bursting with millions of the delicate eggs.
Elaine Korn did a nice piece, Mr. Serfling writes, but lungs, he asks?
Whose lungs? Mine? A fish's? Which fish? He wonders.
I like similes as much as the next person, Mr. Serfling says, and he goes on wondering, wait, fish don't have lungs, and I think my lungs are about the size of a good-sized salmon, but I've never actually seen them.
Okay, good point. We'll make a greater effort to mind our similes in the future.
If you have a problem with our language, you spot an error, you want to comment on something we've aired, or if you actually like something you've heard on the show, write us, please.
Just go to our website, npr.org, click on the Contact Us link.
Very simple, very easy.
And Steve Proffitt, thanks for being as helpful as a clamshell.
You're welcome, Madeline.